Hello and welcome once again to Kingsnake.com web radio. We're here in Chicago at the North American Reptile Breeders Conference and Reptile Law Summit, and now we're talking with Chad Brown of Pro Exotics. How are you today, Chad?
I am fantastic, Jeff. How about yourself?
It's pretty good. We're having a pretty good conference, I think, huh?
It was almost 300 people in there tonight. So, you know, it lets you know the importance of this issue to, you know, almost everybody in the hobby.
It's pretty amazing that so many big-name breeders were here, even though they didn't bring their stuff to sell. I was pretty shocked. You're here and you didn't bring your stuff to sell.
I'm not selling animals. I'm not shipping animals from the show. I'm just here to support, you know, what we've got going.
What do you think you're going to take away from tonight? What do you think the most important thing you're taking away from tonight is?
You know, I've got to do more and get off my butt. You know, I have an opportunity to control my own fate. Mm-hmm. And the fate of the reptile hobby and the reptile industry and the reptile community. So, you know, I've definitely done some things in the past, but to step up my efforts are not going to take a whole lot more of my time. And to, you know, continue to educate my customers so I can, my voice can become many.
A lot of people are saying that the proposal itself has already hurt their business, much less it turning into a law. Has this already hit your business?
Yes, it has. You know, I think the obviously with the value of some of these animals, mm-hmm. people need to feel comfortable in the long-term future of the hobby if they're going to invest thousands of dollars into an animal. My export sales are going fantastically. They don't seem to have the same fears that we have over here in the States. But the high-dollar sales in the States are few and far between because of this legislation.
And you would think that the Japanese would have a problem with killer reptiles ravaging their cities, but I guess not. That just apparently is a problem in Florida. What do you think that the average ordinary reptile owner can do here?
They can be a part of the process. They can write letters. They can email their congressmen, their senators. They can educate their neighbors. They can write letters to the editors of newspapers when there's you know, some anti-Python or a non-science article that's written, and it goes, you know, it spreads that negative propaganda. We can spread a good propaganda about us and about what we do.
Who are some of the people that you think that we're not reaching?
You know, I think the public, you know, obviously there is a snake phobia mm-hmm. and a reptile phobia in the public. People meet me and they hear about what I do separate from the football thing, and they're always very intrigued, mm-hmm. but their preconceptions are always very negative.
Right.
So, you know, at a cocktail party or some basketball game in my kid's school, when I end up talking reptiles, I end up educating people and they go, wow, I'm fascinated and I'm blown away, and that seems to be really cool, but their preconceptions were all negative. Mm-hmm. So I think if we can go out and meet people and explain to them that we're real folks, we're not some crazy people with crocodiles and 30-foot anacondas in our homes, because everyone conjures up the worst possible images, whether it's just the general public or, you know, and recently I've been dealing with the zoning boards in my town trying to get permits to build my reptile facility. Dealing with those folks over there, again, they had the worst possible images in their heads. This anti-scientific propaganda that's going around from Humane Society of the United States and these different TV shows that we've seen recently, you know, it's that same negative phobia that is going to be a cloud on our industry until we're able to overcome that. And the only way we can do that is with relationships. Showing people I keep reptiles and I'm a normal person. I don't have facial tattoos and 21 piercings, and that's okay if you do and you're a reptile person, but we can be normal people, normal members of society, and still keep reptiles, and it doesn't have to be some 30-foot giant, you know, child-eating python.
Well, I know that one of the things that I've always been surprised at is the number of professional people that are in the hobby, doctors and lawyers and law enforcement and military and all sorts of different professions that are involved, and it really is an all-inclusive community, isn't it?
It really is. It really is. The age range is from very young to very old. The income range is from folks who could probably just barely afford to actually feed their animals to folks who can, you know, buy any animal and feed them any way they want to. And the range of professions that people have. I definitely have customers who are doctors and dentists and lawyers. I've got some folks who are just you know, simple blue-collar folks. So there's a huge range of folks in the hobby, which I think is one of the strengths of the hobby. It's not very elitist. It's not very blue collar. It's everybody. And we need to take advantage of that strength and spread the word throughout our little individual communities.
Is this what you expected your retirement from pro football to be like?
I did not think I would be, you know, fighting for the future of my business and the future of our hobby after I was done playing football. I anticipated, you know, breeding thousands of awesome pythons and making great friends within the hobby. This is definitely a distraction, but as was discussed many times tonight, it's something that we can use to bring us together. It's something that we can use to further advance our hobby. You know, and definitely me speaking personally, have gotten a little complacent. I knew there were some of these legislative issues out there, and there were folks who viewed the hobby in a negative light. So to get on the offensive and try to change perceptions and legitimize and, you know, make our hobby regulatory, maybe safe or regulatory proof, legislative proof, is something that we need to get done. It needs to happen now. And because these folks who are against us are not going to stop until we put up such a united front and build such a strong wall that they feel they can never knock it down.
Well, Chad, I want to thank you for taking time out of your night to talk to us. I know that we've had a pretty long night, and everybody wants to hit I guess some of them want to hit the restaurant, and a few of us want to hit the bar. Thank you for talking to us. This has been Jeff Berenger with Chad Brown from Pro Exotics. Chad, what's your website address?
ProExotics.com, and if you need to ship some reptiles, you can go to ShipYourReptiles.com, obviously. And then if you need some temperature equipment, you can go to TempGuns.com.
There you go. Chad seems to be in a lot of different areas that are involved in the hobby, so check out one of his websites. And thank you for listening to Kingsnake.com Web Radio. This has been Jeff Berenger.